A Short Time Ago in a Planet Close By by Mistborn Hero. Summary, in which Hikaru and Akira are force sensitive. Akira grew up with his father, one of the top Go players on their planet. He learned Go from a very young age, always perfectly disciplined in how he played, laser-focused on being the best. Were anyone in the Empire to ask, Toya Akira was nothing more than an inspiring heir to his father's Go. They were not, under any circumstances, to know of the saber he kept hidden, training night after night underneath the cover of darkness. Few people knew that a long time ago, Koyo had been a Jedi initiate. Akira got the Force from him. Hikaru lived most of his life under the Empire no differently than he would have under the Republic. Everything changed with a Goban and a ghost, and a tiny lithe cylinder hidden inside. Sai taught him that in the days of the Old Republic, not just the Republic, Jedi and Go used to go hand in hand. Strategy, not just strength. Hikaru did not know much about the Jedi. He didn't know much about Go, either. Sai was more than happy to teach him everything he knew. It was too bad he couldn't show people he could levitate things now, though. The Empire fell. The New Republic was born. Sai and Koyo trained them in the Force and in Go. They spent much of the time playing Go against each other, happy to find someone they could call a rival. Koyo had no interest in saber forms. Sai had no physical form. Hikaru and Akira had been ready to join the fight, the rebellion, with sabers and the Force. They could probably have helped. Now, they watched with barely contained curiosity, wanting to know if it would change anything for them. Rumor had it, a Jedi had helped win. Luke Skywalker looked at the tiny group in front of him and did not know what to think. I'm Hikaru. This is my Force Ghost, Sai. He is happy to meet yours, he said cheerfully, pointing at nothing. I don't have a ghost, Luke ventured uncertainly. I'm Toya Akira. It's an honor to meet you. He bowed respectfully. Behind them, Akira's father smiled in a way that made him feel challenged. Luke had not expected that from a contender for the Go tournament Leia had been hosting. Wait, so you don't play Go? Hikaru asked. Why would I play Go? The end. Author's notes. Recorded for Mist on the occasion of her birthday. I hope you had a great day. Also, as a little note, I now am the caretaker of a little old lady dog. And during this recording, which is the first time she had to endure me podficking, she was licking my foot and also let out a very long-suffering sigh. And so I am going to practice what I preach and leave the dog noises in. So just so you know, that was not me with the long-suffering sigh. I quite enjoyed this story. Anyway, I hope you have a great day and happy birthday, Mist.